DM's always open at Ben and Kelly Show. You can shoot us a message. We'll try to maybe get you some help. Sometimes we help, sometimes we don't. But either way, we get the conversation rolling.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, please keep me anonymous.
All right.
Ben.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a problem I'm hoping you can help with. My fiance's family continues to call me by the wrong name.
Oh.
His ex's name or names that start with the same letter as mine.
Stop it!
They rarely get it correct. So wait, they're tossing out a bunch of different names?
So it's like Kelly. Hi, Carrie.
Uh-huh. Hi, Katie.
Hi,
great
Katie.
To see you again.
Oh, good to see you, Kara.
Like, seriously?
Wow.
That is
bold.
That's bold. We've been together for 2 years and see them fairly often.
What?
His sister does it the most and says she's just scattered and that my name sounds like his ex's. It doesn't. Oh, and that I'm making it hard for her to remember by saying, making a big deal out of it.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I could understand slipping up a few times when I first met them, but it's become increasingly awkward, feels dismissive and rude, and makes me feel like an outsider or like they preferred his ex.
Well, for sure.
I always respond with, oh, no, it's fine in person. But it bothers me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
My fiance has had to address it with them multiple times.
Guys, it's Kelly. Come on.
After 2 years, I don't understand why they still can't remember my name, and now it feels intentional.
Mm.
So how do I handle the situation when it happens again?
I feel like it is intentional at this point.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't feel like at 2 years, especially someone who's dating a family member.
Yeah.
After
2 years, especially if you bring her around often, like, at some point, after a couple of months, you should get that down. Like, this does sound like maybe it's a strongly worded little passive-aggressive message that you are not preferred for our family member.
That's awful!
They're getting married, so this is not going away.
Right?
Like, they're getting married. She's going to be in this family.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right, so I want to hear from people who have been in this situation. I would love to also hear from people who have been around a family member and not known their name for the longest time or someone like that. Can you beat 2 years? Because right now, our listener has got the bar set.
I've got it. You know what she needs to do? She needs to wear a name tag every single time she's there.
And that could fight passive-aggressiveness with passive-aggressiveness.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, 502-571-9970, group therapy. So we got a message from a listener who is getting married, but her fiance's family continues to call her the wrong name.
Seriously, like, after 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is just cringy.
Mm-hmm.
So many people have suggested, like Linda, I would be petty and wear a name tag every time we went to see them. I'd probably get a fancy one made, but that's just me.
Yeah, Sassy Matt says, custom make a t-shirt that says, my name is so-and-so.
Exactly.
If you get it wrong, I'll assume you can't read.
Yep. Kimberly said, after 2 years, it's intentional, sis. I promise you that. Mm. And Danielle said, I would be petty AF and straight up ask them what their problem is. I'd call them the wrong name while asking. Hell, change their name 3 times in the same sentence. Why do you keep calling me the wrong name, Karen? It's really disrespectful, Kelsey. I really wish you'd use my correct name, Kelly. You got that, Kayla?
Wow. Hey, Jenna.
Yeah, so this is super easy. I've done this before. When people keep repeatedly saying the wrong name, especially my husband's family,
mm-hmm.
whenever they would come visit or I would go visit them, I'd be like, oh, my gosh, I just couldn't figure out what to wear. Or, like, I can't believe I didn't clean up this house. I'm like, you know, and I'd use my name. I'm like, Jenna, you're such an idiot. You knew people were coming over. And then, you know, I just, like, talk about myself. So, either number one, they think you're crazy and talk to yourself, and then they remember you by name for that. Or two, once they just said your name wrong, they realize they said it wrong.
So you talk about yourself in the third person?
Yeah, in front of them.
All right, Jenna.
Genius.
Good suggestion. Thank you. Hi, Ann.
Hi. Well, it's Aaron.
Did I get your name wrong?
Yeah, Yeah, you got my name wrong.
All right. Boy, that was fun. All right. Erin?
Well, so I was with my ex-husband for 8 years, and his family would always call me by his daughter's mom's name.
Oh.
They'd be like, Erin, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to call you that. And I'm like, well, I mean, you know my name. And then it got to a point where I was like, I told him, I said, you've really got to say something to them and tell them they need to be more aware.
Did it help?
It did eventually. But, I mean, they would even, towards the end of our relationship, after 8 years, would still slip up sometimes. And I'm like, how?
Wow.
Her name starts with an L. Mine starts with an E. How do you do this?
Right, right. All right. Well, hey, thank you. Appreciate it, Erin. I are we landing on the
I like
passive
the name
aggressive
tag
name
idea.
Tag?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I like the really fancy one too, like get engraved and pin it on so you don't hear that. Or it could be even maybe just get the write on ones, just write it in Sharpie, stick it on.
I think
every single time.
And maybe it's a joke, haha, and maybe they get the point and they see that you are. You've got a
it
sense
bothers
of humor.
You. Like, I'm noticing you're not calling me by the right name a lot.
But you've got a sense of humor about it.
Yes.
So
yes.
I
so
think
maybe,
that helps.
Yeah, you start off that way. See if it helps.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't, just keep, even at the wedding, you just put one bride and then put the name.
Well, didn't the priest in your wedding forget your name?
Yep, forgot my name right there at the altar. Right.
That's why.
Yeah. We are gathered here today for Michael.
Kelly.
And Kelly.
Kelly.
I didn't have to prompt him. Like, my name's Kelly.
Yeah. Line. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Hopefully it works out. Keep us posted. It's 970 Jax. Let's dive into the DMs.